Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. And today we're going to be talking about something really interesting. It's something that's kind of been in the news cycle lately.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one of those questions where it's like, does a comedian's offensive joke at a political rally actually make a difference? Does it actually have any impact?
Yeah. You know, it might seem like just a, you know, a fleeting moment of controversy. But this particular situation really brings up some really important points about voting rights and representation and how we perceive different groups within our country.
Right. And so the incident that kind of sparked this whole conversation was a comedian at a Trump rally who made this really offensive joke about Puerto Rico being a floating island of garbage.
Yeah.
And of course, this immediately drew criticism from, you know, a lot of prominent figures in the Puerto Rican community, people like Bad Bunny, Jennifer Lopez.
And that reaction really highlights a really crucial point here. While this joke was being made at a rally in New York City, which has a very sizable Puerto Rican population who can vote in U.S. elections, the people of Puerto Rico itself cannot vote for president.
Right. And it seems like a lot of people aren't even aware of that. You hear Puerto Rico and you just automatically assume that they have the same voting rights as any other U.S. citizen.
Yeah, it's understandable why people would make that assumption, but the reality is a bit more complicated. Residents of Puerto Rico are U.S. citizens, but because Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory and not a state, they don't get to participate in presidential elections unless they establish residency in one of the 50 states or Washington, D.C.
So how did this kind of unique situation come about? I know Puerto Rico became a U.S. territory way back in 1898 after the Spanish-American War, but what's kept them in this kind of political limbo for so long?
Yeah, so there's been this very long-standing debate over whether Puerto Rico should become a state, which would then give them full voting rights and representation in Congress. It's a complex issue with really strong arguments on both sides.
Let's dive into those arguments a little bit. What are some of the main reasons why people support statehood for Puerto Rico?
Well, for supporters, it really comes down to equality and self-determination. You know, they argue that it's inherently unfair for Puerto Ricans to be U.S. citizens and yet be denied the right to vote for president or have full representation in Congress. They see statehood as a matter of, you know, really basic democratic principles.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue with that. The idea that everyone deserves equal representation seems pretty fundamental.
Mm-hmm.
So what about the other side of the argument? What are some of the reasons why people oppose statehood for Puerto Rico?
Well, there are a few different reasons. Some people who oppose it are concerned about the economic impact. They argue that Puerto Rico might not be financially ready to kind of shoulder the responsibilities that come with statehood. Others are worried about the impact it could have on U.S. culture and politics. You know, they fear that it could kind of dilute existing power structures or create divisions.
And of course, you also have to factor in the historical context. You know, Puerto Rico has its own very unique culture and identity. And some people worry that statehood could lead to a sort of assimilation and a loss of that distinct heritage.
Right. It's not just about the political and economic considerations. There are really deep-rooted cultural and emotional factors at play here as well.
So how has this debate been playing out in recent years? Have there been any significant steps taken towards statehood?
Well, there have been a few key moments. In recent referendums that have been held in Puerto Rico, a majority of residents have actually voted in favor of statehood. However, the ultimate decision rests with the U.S. Congress, and they've been pretty reluctant to grant it.
So it's a bit of a stalemate then.
Yeah, you could say that there's clearly a desire for statehood within Puerto Rico, but there's also resistance and uncertainty within the U.S. government.
And this kind of brings us back to this whole thing with the comedian's joke and the backlash that it caused.
Yeah.
Because even though the residents of Puerto Rico can't directly vote in the presidential election, this incident has really brought the issue of their political status back into the spotlight.
Absolutely. It's a very stark reminder of the complexities and inequalities that exist within our current system. And it raises an important question. You know, if this incident potentially sways Puerto Ricans on the mainland, will their vote be enough to actually have an impact on the election?
Right, because as we mentioned earlier, there are actually more Puerto Ricans living in the mainland, U.S. than there are on the island itself, and their votes could be particularly significant in key swing states like Pennsylvania, which has a pretty large Puerto Rican population.
Exactly. So, you know, while the joke itself might seem kind of trivial on the surface, it's actually brought to light some really significant issues that could actually end up influencing the outcome of the election. Yeah, it's really interesting how something like an off-color joke can actually be a catalyst for bringing these long-standing issues to the forefront of the national conversation.
For sure. And it makes you wonder, will voters, you know, particularly those in swing states with those big Puerto Rican populations, actually be swayed by something like this? Have they already made up their minds? Or could this actually, shift the political landscape?
It's tough to say for sure. But if we look at the reactions from some of the, you know, key figures in the Puerto Rican community, there's this very clear sense of frustration and anger. Like, there's this feeling that, you know, their concerns and their struggles have been kind of dismissed or even mocked.
Yeah, the statements from people like Bad Bunny and Jennifer Lopez have been really powerful. They really highlight how this incident felt like just another, you know, instance of disrespect towards Puerto Rico.
And it all kind of ties back to those issues we talked about before, about the lack of full representation and the, you know, ongoing debate about statehood. This whole incident seems to have tapped into those deeper feelings of being overlooked and undervalued.
It's also interesting to think about how this controversy might play into the kind of existing narrative surrounding each campaign. You know, we know that Harris has been actively engaging with the Puerto Rican community, both on the island and in the diaspora, talking about her plans to support them.
Right. And this incident creates a pretty stark contrast. On the one hand, you have a candidate who's making a visible effort to connect with and address the concerns of Puerto Ricans. And then on the other hand, you have this, you know, a comedian at a rally for the opposing candidate making light of their struggles. It's almost like a real-time illustration of the different approaches these campaigns are taking.
And it forces voters to consider which vision resonates more with them. You know, which candidate seems to be more in tune with the needs and concerns of the Puerto Rican community?
Exactly. It raises the question of authenticity. You know, do voters believe the Trump campaign when they try to distance themselves from the comedian's remark?
Especially since, you know, Trump himself has a history of making these sorts of controversial statements about other countries and other groups. So voters really have to weigh the actions against the words and decide for themselves how much weight they're going to give to those attempts to, you know, backpedal.
And for a lot of Puerto Rican voters, you know, this might feel like more than just some political calculation. This could be a very personal issue tied to their own experiences and their sense of identity and belonging in the U.S.
Right. It goes beyond just policies and platforms. It's about feeling seen and heard and respected by your leaders.
It's about feeling like you're a valued part of the national fabric and not just a punchline or an afterthought.
But of course, not everyone's going to see this incident the same way. Some people might say, hey, it's just a joke. People are being too sensitive. How do you respond to that kind of perspective?
Well, I think it's important to acknowledge that humor is subjective. What one person finds funny, another person might find deeply offensive.
Yeah, and the context matters a lot here. This wasn't just some stand-up routine in a comedy club. This was a joke made at a political rally, which inherently carries a different kind of weight and a different purpose.
Exactly. The point of a political rally is to energize supporters and try to persuade undecided voters. And when humor is used in that setting, it can be a really powerful tool for shaping perceptions and reinforcing certain viewpoints.
So even if the intention wasn't malicious, the impact can still be really harmful. It can perpetuate those negative stereotypes and contribute to a climate of disrespect and disregard.
And in this particular instance, you know, the joke seemed to tap into these already existing sensitivities surrounding Puerto Rico's relationship with the U.S. It touched on those issues of colonialism and inequality and the ongoing struggle for recognition and representation.
So it's not just about the joke itself. It's about that larger historical and political context that gives it that meaning and power.
It's about how certain groups are perceived and portrayed within the broader narrative of our country. Mm. And it's about whether we as a society are willing to confront those uncomfortable truths and actually work towards a more inclusive and equitable future.
Which leads us back to that question of whether voters will ultimately care about this controversy or whether it will just kind of fade into the background noise of the election cycle.
I think it could go either way. It depends on a few things. Will the media continue to cover it and keep it in the public consciousness?
Because if it's just a one-day news story, it's probably not going to have a lasting impact.
Right. But if it becomes a recurring theme, particularly in those states with large Puerto Rican populations, it could definitely become something that voters consider when they go to the polls.
Especially if they feel like this incident is part of a larger pattern of behavior, a kind of lack of respect for their community.
Yeah. And then there's the question of how each campaign chooses to address this controversy moving forward. Will they actually use it as an opportunity to engage in some kind of meaningful dialogue about Puerto Rico's political status and the concerns of the Puerto Rican community?
Or will they try to just kind of deflect and downplay it, hoping it just blows over?
The way they handle this could send a really strong message to voters, especially those who haven't made up their minds yet.
It's like walking a tightrope. You have to be sensitive to the concerns of the Puerto Rican community without alienating other voters who might not see this issue as a top priority.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that in a close election, even something that seems small can have these ripple effects and end up influencing the outcome in ways you might not expect.
Definitely something to keep an eye on as we head into the final stretch of the campaign. But, you know, it's important to step back for a second and think about the bigger picture here.
Totally. This controversy started a conversation about Puerto Rico's political status, but it also raises these broader questions about how we as a nation treat and represent different groups within our society.
It reminds us that our democracy is always a work in progress and that we need to constantly be pushing for greater inclusion and representation.
It's about making sure that everyone feels like their voice is heard and that they have a real stake in shaping the future of our country.
It feels like we've only just scratch the surface here.
Yeah, there's always more to uncover, right? I think that's what makes these deep dives so fascinating. You start with what seems like a fairly simple question, and then you end up going down this rabbit hole of, you know, all these complexities.
Exactly. And this particular deep dive has really highlighted the fact that Puerto Rico's relationship with the U.S. is anything but straightforward. It's this really intricate mix of history and politics and identity.
Yeah, and it's a relationship that I think is often overlooked or misunderstood. You know, even people who are, you know, generally pretty well informed about current events might not fully grasp the, you know, the nuances of Puerto Rico's political status or all the challenges that they face.
Which is why I think, you know, as offensive as it was, this comedian's joke has actually kind of served as this accidental wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's forced people to start paying attention and asking questions that they maybe hadn't really thought about before.
Yeah, and hopefully that will lead to a more informed and nuanced conversation about these issues. Because regardless of whether or not Puerto Rico, you know, ultimately ends up becoming a state, I think it's really important that we at least acknowledge the, you know, the complexities of their situation and treat them with the respect and dignity that they deserve.
Absolutely. But let's just say, you know, hypothetically speaking, that Puerto Rico does eventually become a state.
Yeah.
What kind of impact do you think that would have on the overall U.S. political landscape?
Well, you know, as we touched on earlier, it would definitely have a pretty significant impact on the balance of power in Congress. Puerto Rico would gain two senators and probably, you know, a handful of representatives in the House, which could potentially really shift the dynamics in both chambers.
And that could have like a domino effect on everything, right?
Right.
Legislation, judicial appointments, presidential elections. It'd basically be redrawing the political map in some pretty fundamental ways.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And it would also change the way we think about ourselves as a nation. You know, adding a new state with its own unique culture and history would force us to sort of re-examine our national identity and, you know, what it really means to be American.
It would raise all these questions about how we integrate these new voices and perspectives into our, you know, our current systems of government.
Right.
And it would challenge us to create a more inclusive and representative democracy.
Yeah. It would be a really significant turning point in our history with these far-reaching consequences that I don't think we can even fully grasp at this point.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Yeah.
You know, wherever you stand on the whole issue of Puerto Rican statehood,
yeah,
I think we can all agree that it's a topic that deserves, you know, thoughtful consideration and respectful dialogue. It's not just about politics. It's about people's lives and their sense of belonging in this country.
Absolutely. And it's a really good reminder that, you know, even in a country as big and as diverse as the United States, every voice matters. Every community deserves to be heard and to be respected. And every individual has the power to make a difference.
So keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep having these important conversations. Because at the end of the day, the future of our democracy depends on it.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring a bit.